Hey, it's Citizen Cosmos. We are Serge and Anna, and we discover Cosmos by chatting with awesome people from various teams within the Cosmos ecosystem and the community. Join us if you are curious how dreams and ambitions become code.
Hey, and we have Hyun, the CEO of Bee Harvest Validator, with us today. He's probably, I would say, one of the most successful validators in the Cosmos Hub, and probably one of the most active community members. But I would like you to introduce yourself, tell your story, how did you start Cosmos, your background, anything you would like to share.
Thank you. I'm Hyung from Bee Harvest. We started to participate on Cosmos from summer in 2018. And we started with participating on testnet. We have been participating almost like 2 years as now. And we are very thrilled and happy with the quality of the software and richness of the ecosystem, many good players inside the ecosystem. So we are really happy to be a part of this big network and ecosystem.
So did you participate in the Game of Stakes, or did you start validating after the Game of Stakes already?
That was quite before the Game of Stake. So when we are participating, I think the validators in testnet was like 10, 15 at that time. So at that time, we are having a great time with Fobo and Figma's kind of old names inside also. And we learned a lot from them. So we are really grateful for learning many different things from such old names.
Right now, you mentioned like some of the big guys, but you're currently is probably one of the biggest as well. So did you plan to become so successful, or did it just happen suddenly and you didn't expect it?
I'm not sure we are one of the biggest one, but I think I can agree that we are the one of the loudest one in different channels and different forum and discussions. So I think that's what made us. So I think very strong opinions and participating in discussions and such kind of activities. Also, we are having a lot of activities on technological side too. So we are participating, finding bugs, also like contributing new functionalities on Tendermint or Cosmos SDK, and participating other networks based on Cosmos. So that kind of participation makes us one of the biggest names in Cosmos.
Definitely. You talked about participation. On the forums, I see a lot from you, especially conversation in regarding to governance and economics. And it's obviously that you understand what you talk about. It's great to see somebody who has such a different view, yet you always manage to prove it with data or with something else. What attracts you more, economics or governance?
I think that cannot be separated, because you know all the people is moved by incentives. So governance is how to control the incentives. So that's the rule of incentive. That's the governance. We need to understand both sides so that we can make better rules and governance. And I have a different kinds of experience. I was a trader in financial field, and also I was a risk manager. So when you risk managing your risk, you need to think about risk governance. Risk governance is that you need to make a rule for every trader so that they cannot exceed their limits. And this kind of governance structure will make the network safe. So that's traders are thinking about incentives, and risk managers thinking about controlling the incentives. I think in top level, those two kind of thing is relevant to incentives, which is economics, and one side governance. So governance is for make the network safe, and incentives is to make the network active.
100%.
You mentioned that you have risk management background. Is that help you in blockchain fields?
Yeah. There's a lot of common there because risk managers are one of the most conservative persons in financial institution, right? Because they always say no, right? And yeah. In blockchain, when you have a lot of security developers, they are most conservative persons in IT world too. So they don't like any data on the internet. They want to save everything. So I think these two kind of characteristics is having a lot of common. So my developed characteristic is really fitting well in this blockchain world.
Yeah, so can I ask some controversial question? How do you think, what is the risk level in blockchain industry now? Is it high or low, or you think about it in some different way?
I think currently risk is very high because we are building really fast and we are building new things very fast and we are innovating really fast without enough testing or building more strongly. Several people build a blockchain, right? So we have like less than 10 people team build a blockchain like Tendermint and Cosmos SDK. It's the same too. So we need a lot of long period of testing and debugging before using it to the mainnet. So in that sense, Cosmos has a good 2 years of testing, right? That's a very conservative approach, but different kind of blockchains, they just do a mainnet without enough testing. So in that sense, I think relatively other blockchains are more riskier than Cosmos.
Makes sense, yeah. And how you choose Cosmos as the blockchain you want to deal with?
Frankly, I think that financial industry is going down. So the financial industry is not the one I want to be in 21st century. So I was figuring out different kinds of things like machine learning and big data management. So in financial field, I used to apply those technology to build my own algorithm. This kind of way, I found out the blockchain and crypto economy. At first, I was not a hardcore developer at the moment. So I thought I had not enough technology background to get into this industry. But I found out that all the technologies are very new. Even languages are very new. So in Korea, Golang is still very new. And Rust is almost like nothing. So that maybe I can learn now, then maybe I can catch up the technology quite well. Still, I will have some competence. So that was what I thought in 2 years ago. And now I see all the competing companies in Korea, they're still behind us. So like if you have Tendermint and Cosmos in your hand, you are still in very front line. We are very satisfied with status right now.
You mentioned crypto economics or crypto economy. I know that you have some economics background as well, economics education. Do you think that there are a lot of differences between classic economy and crypto economy? Is that something different or not?
I think finance is not what people make. It's already made inside our DNA. So environmental difference is there, but in basic, I think it's the same incentives and rules. Those kind of things are very similar. But I think the background of people is really different. So in financial field, they are not engineers. They are MBA graduated or some. But in this blockchain field, most of the players are hardcore engineers. So that makes economy different because people think differently. People more think like an engineer. So that's why the market is different, I think.
As a risk manager, do you think that with the team that I work with now, one of our main fields of research is what we call cryptonomics, because we think it's the most fascinating thing. I would love to know your opinion as a risk manager. Do you think that the development of cryptonomics has a higher risk because it's decentralized and has more opinions, or does decentralization and more opinions help it to evolve over time? In regular economics, we have a centralized institution that educates people on all the laws of economics, and usually people undergo, you know, like sometimes 3-5 year levels of study in economics. In blockchain, we see a lot of people who study economics by themselves. So in that sense, does decentralization increase the risk of this economic failure, or does decentralization actually help to get more opinions and to improve economics in general?
Yeah. With blockchain technology, we can imagine something different, which is not possible in traditional finance. In that sense, we can make a lot of different kind of innovations. But in risk sense, I think still objectively, when I say objectively, still traditional finance is much more safer than blockchain world, not because of its age, but also because of its connectivity and the engineering of program, because it's automatically connect all the things. And the financial institution does not do it because they want to control the risk. But in this world, we don't control by any authority. So we just connect everything. It seems nice when you listen, but when you use it as a real protocol for real life, then you will think differently. So I think innovations are there, but in risk management side, this industry should care more about the conservative approach to prevent systemic failure.
Yeah. One strange question. Do you still trade now? Are you still trading by yourself?
No. Oh, you know, that is one of the most exhausted, you know, work in the world. I just decided to fly away from it. So we actually trade to cash out our operational caches, but it's not trading. It's more like FX exchange, some kind of
thing. Okay. On your GitHub, we found a Web3 repository. So what are your thoughts? What is Web3 for you personally?
So do you say about Web3 or Web3 Foundation?
Well, the word Web3 is either in Web3 or Web3 Foundation. I just want to hear your description of how you see Web3, what it is in the broader sense. Is it like a new kind of internet? Is it just a different step after Web2? What do you think, your personal thoughts?
Yeah, okay. So when the Facebook launched Libra, actually they didn't launch yet, but when they announced it, my feeling was quite different from most of others in blockchain area. I think that it will influence a lot in our global economy, mostly to poor countries with less infrastructure. The blockchain and combined with Web3 technology will give freedom to such people who does not have any infrastructure to participate in economic activity. I think that is the most important aspect of Web3.
What other chains does B... I think you're interested in Polkadot as well, right? Am I correct? Is B Harvest?
Yeah, we are trying to participate more on Polkadot. Actually, we had a grant to build some functionality on Substrate, so we are almost finished as now. That's just one small step to approach to this big giant repository, because you know the Substrate is like 5 times bigger than Tendermint and Cosmos SDK. I mean, in complexity view, it's really complex. So we need a time to learn its structure, and the developing culture is different too. So we want to be used to this community. So we are starting to participating as now. Yeah.
Hmm. You said it's more complicated. Is that a good thing or is that a bad thing?
I think one of the reasons is based on the difference in language. The Rust language makes developers building more complicated. And also the organization characteristic will be different. Tendermint and Cosmos SDK developers are really like to make it neat and small and understandable. Instead, in Parity, they used to build on it, so they build differently. So I think those two kind of difference makes the complexity. But as a participator, this is quite a challenge for us to understand and manage the complexity.
Do you think that if we go on the market right now, there are some people saying that, oh my God, Polkadot is going to kill Cosmos, or somebody else is saying, oh my God, Cosmos is going to kill Polkadot. Do you think they are competitors, or do you think this is two projects that actually help the evolution of blockchain and bring it to the next level?
I think that language Rust is having a relative strength in security. In a long sense, I think Tendermint team wants to build a Tendermint also in Rust to have a better security. So I think their approach about building blockchain in Rust is quite meaningful, and I admire its direction. It's a meaningful step to build such kind of complex blockchain in Rust. So I think that kind of approach will benefit both of the blockchain, because what we need to do is making the pie bigger, not competing each other. So I think that will help each other.
Exactly, yeah, I agree with you, definitely. I think the more projects we have that connect things, obviously, the better it becomes. Back to Cosmos, you said being from 2018. In your opinion, so far, has the development of Cosmos, can you say it was successful? Or do you think there is more, some things to improve?
Oh, that's a 200% successful. Tendermint wants to make a multi-chain network, right? Then the package should be easy to use, easy to understand, and easy to expand the functionalities. And in that sense, the design and structure of the program is, I think, more than we can imagine. So it's perfect. If you compare different kinds of blockchain software, you cannot do it. I really don't want to fork other software to build my blockchain. This is it. You don't have any choice. So in that sense, it's a very big success.
What is the one module of Cosmos and Tendermint that you say needs a lot of improvement? Maybe the governance module, or maybe, I don't know, anything that you can think of. Something that needs improvement in your opinion, like strong improvement.
Okay, I think I'm waiting for this question. So we are currently working on data privacy functionality on Cosmos. So in blockchain is about security, but most blockchain does not have any security feature. Do you know what I mean? So everything is open, right? And we have like privacy feature like zero knowledge or something like that, but it is not privacy, it's anonymity. And anonymity and privacy is different, because as a privacy, we want to make the data secret, but we want to open to friends or service providers. But zero knowledge cannot do it. General knowledge just hide everything. So selective privacy control is what we want to build in Cosmos. And we are really working hard on researching on that. So we will have this announced very soon, I think. This is one of the most important feature that all the trend of GDPR and all the regulations, all the big platform companies like abusing users' data, Facebook, Google, Microsoft hacking and data leak, all the problems can be solved with this blockchain, but very few teams are trying to solve this problem. So I think it is one of the important things for the real world to utilize blockchain technology.
That sounds very exciting because, for example, in our own project, we specified that we would like one of the things we think is missing is definitely privacy. For example, like you say, ZK proofs, first of all, it's more about anonymity. Second, it's really expensive when you're trying to build a very long tree using ZK. So right now, Mimblewimble, it's not tested. We don't know what's going to happen. So I'd be very excited to see. I do have one question. You mentioned GDPR there. And do you think that as blockchain users or blockchain developers who are independent of the big world and we build everything by ourselves, do you think we have to comply with GDPR guidelines, or we have to make our own, or we just don't care about, or how do you think in that direction?
Definitely GDPR is, I think, will be a prime rule, not only for private blockchain, but also for public blockchain in longer term, because GDPR is still not completed yet. It's continuously improving. And in other continent, there's no regulation yet. So in Korea, it's like we just want to copy some of the GDPR, but it's very limited approach yet. So I think it will take like less than like 5 years to see the whole picture of GDPR. So in the future, maybe regulators will understand about blockchain more, and then they will make even public blockchain have some responsibility for data of clients, users. If the technology already solved the problem, I think the regulation will be not big burden for project manager. But if the technology open everything, then the protocol needs to be fixed.
Yeah, definitely. It's a big question, I think. And a lot of times I see a lot of people ask, maybe we need to make something new, maybe we use that. So it's a very complicated process. Do you have any ETAs, like maybe dates for when you're going to publish your work regarding what you're doing with privacy? Or is it still very early? Maybe this summer, or in this year, or maybe next year?
Yeah, this summer, I think we will have the full documentation about how we implement this feature. We are currently building inside our team.
That's exciting. Very excited for that. Okay, back to BeHarvest Validator. Where is the name coming from, BeHarvest? I just thought about it. What does it mean, BeHarvest? Blockchain harvest, or is it block harvest?
So one of the incubator invested in our company, and we have a siblings of companies, which is called BeRoots and BeSeeds. Maybe you can understand the context.
Yeah.
Plant the seed and the root is coming up, and then we harvest. So the validators harvest the rewards, right? That's the right context for us. So that's why we name our team, yeah, BeHarvest.
In terms of the validator business itself, I mean, obviously you mentioned that you work with Substrate in your research at Substrate. You mentioned that you're doing some work in terms of privacy for Cosmos. What plans you have other for BeHarvest? Are you going to look for other chains? Are you going to make it a real only proof of stake, or just your plans?
Yeah, so we are currently trying to have a connection to government or like hospitals and military institutions and big corporations in Korea. They all have quite a high demands on blockchain technology. But in Korea, most famous platforms are EOS, Hyperledger. Those two are the most famous one. I cannot see any team applying like this kind of third generation blockchain like Tendermint or Hot Stuff. Nobody is utilizing it as now. So we want to introduce this new technology to governors and big corporation managers so that they can understand the ability and also the potential of this technology so that we can persuade them to use this new technology. So I think that approach is one of the biggest business model for us in the future.
You say that you're trying to speak with different institutions. How do they take it? Did you have anyone who said, yes, I'm interested, tell me more? Or does everybody just like, oh my God, no, I don't want to hear that? What's the feedback that you're getting from these institutions that you speak to?
So Cosmos is mostly famous IBC, not for the Tendermint or Cosmos SDK. But I think IBC can be employed to any blockchain. Cosmos is not a special thing for IBC. IBC is a multi-chain connection, right? IBC can be deployed in Polkadot. It can connect to Cosmos. So it's not blockchain related. All blockchain can be connected by IBC. It's higher level. It's not about Cosmos. About Cosmos, it's about modularity and easy to understand and expand the feature and all the history of testing, and many hundreds of projects are using this blockchain and nobody found any critical problems. So this kind of thing is the advantage of Cosmos. We are trying to make them understand this feature, and that's the surprise for them. They think about IBC, but they don't know much about the structure of this program and stability of this program that much. And all the other third generation consensus algorithm is really similar to Tendermint, so they didn't know it. This is the ancestor of all other blockchains.
Interesting. And talking about blockchain in general, obviously you research other blockchains apart from this. Is there any projects in the blockchain space, not Cosmos, let's forget about Cosmos for a second, and not Polkadot, that you think are interesting, that surprised you? You saw and you think and you thought, oh, that's interesting. Is there anything like this in the past year?
It connects to our recent business model, data privacy. We research different kinds of networks, Enigma, NuCypher, Oasis Labs. We are quite surprised that NuCypher has the skill, the right skill, to apply to the blockchain for data privacy. So, and we are surprised that this technology is quite new. The papers are printed in like 2010, 15, something like that. And they come all the technology in one module. And those technologies are coming from different kinds of technical papers in cryptography science. The combining all the technology into one module, this is the biggest step for the all the global population, for all the users. So I think that's very important. What I surprised in blockchain world is that it's free to see, it's open sources, and we can utilize it without any cost. That's amazing thing in blockchain.
I met, I think, Mike, is it Michael, from NuCypher in 2017 in winter, and I was very impressed. He's one of the core developers, and he was very interesting guy to speak to, and I can't say I'm very excited about Enigma, I don't know why, but I think NuCypher is, yeah, very interesting. One strange question for you that is not to do with blockchain. If there was no blockchain today, or, you know, I don't know why, what would you do? Apart from trading, of course, because obviously you're a risk manager and ex-trader. What else would you do if there was no trading and no blockchain? It's a terrible world, no blockchain.
I think I would be in the big data industry, analyzing big data. And I think in that sense also, if you want to utilize the big data from private data, then you need to care about security too. So you need to look into the GDPR. I will maybe front blockchain again there. You know, all the big data companies and machine learning companies, they want to utilize personal data, but without GDPR, they cannot. If you want to utilize the GDPR 100%, you need to use the blockchain and cryptographic technology. So I think I would be working in those industry, but I will meet blockchain again there.
That's a good answer. I like that.
Blockchain is everywhere in fourth generation, right? So all the crossroads, you meet blockchain.
Absolutely. I like that answer.
You know, the strange question, a lot of people think that G5 and blockchain and Web3 are very close to each other technologies, and one technology is helping to another. What do you think about it?
Our team is quite researching on Cosm Wasm and how we can make users easy and also secure to use blockchain technology on web UI. And it's really difficult because there is a lot of vulnerability for users to be hacked or attacked or phished by manipulator. So those combination is great for the technology, but it gives us a lot of challenge to make it easy and safe. Easy and safe is really difficult. There's a lot of things we should do, like MetaMask and all the DeFi stuff. It's just beginning. We need to build more safer environment for all the users, like our moms and dads can safely use the software without worrying too much.
Yeah, thank you.
I think it's great that people care about security and understand that, just like you said, I really like that you said that in terms of risk management, we need to test, wait, give it more time instead of just jumping. Because I've seen a lot of projects, and not just in blockchain, in real, well, not the world before blockchain, and in blockchain, where they do things without thinking sometimes, not even testing, just not thinking and doing. And then obviously, sometimes it works for a little bit, and then it only affects the user at the end, where the user is the one who suffers. So it's really, I think, great to hear that you care about those things and that you guys are working in that field.
Yeah. Great conversation. Yeah.
Thanks for your time. Thanks a lot. And it was really great. Again, like, I want to say that we've been recording some of the validators and some guys from Tendermint. And every time I get really surprised that the people we speak to don't just have a technological background. They have much more, and they understand how to bring that big picture together. And it's really cool that we have more people like you guys. Really, thank you for that.
I will listen to all the episode too. Yeah. Are we really interested in?
Thanks. Yeah.
Thank you for invitation.
Thanks.
Thank you.